Our colleague Noah Adams spoke with an African writer from Kenya who's dedicated much of his craft to keeping his East African language vital.
Here is a small sample of the language known as Gikuyu. The speaker is Gugi Wathiongo. He's describing a stadium in Nairobi. It is 1963. The Union Jack coming down, the Kenyan flag flying, the cheering for independence.
Kenya, yanyitire uhuru kuma kwa Ingereza, mweri wa Disemba 12, mwaka wa 1933.
Professor Gugi now works in Southern California. He runs the International Center for Writing and Translation at UC Irvine. Gugi grew up in Kenya during the Mau Mau guerrilla war of the 1950s. He wrote plays and novels about that struggle. Later, Gugi was imprisoned because of a play that criticized Kenya's new government. And it was in prison that Gugi made what he calls the most important decision of his life. He decided he would write only in Gikuyu, the language of his home community. Gugi told me about that prison experience.
That's when I started my first novel in Gikuyu language.
Your first novel in that language,
yes. Later translated into English as Devil on the Cross. But it's a novel which I wrote on toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, in prison. Because we didn't have paper.
Yes.
In prison. But they gave us very hard toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's very good writing material. Yeah, it's like when I was in prison, I started thinking about this whole language business, you know, wondering why do people impose a given language on other languages, you know, what was the implication of that in an African context and so on.
But let me ask you how you advise young writers today. Mm-hmm. To write in languages that can be often very obscure. You say that we have a responsibility as writers to enlarge the imagination of the community, to enlarge their capacity to dream of the possible.
Yeah, especially that, to dream the possible. But it's, I like that phrase.
But that seems to speak of a larger world. I guess my question is...
Exactly. That's the whole point.
But how do you do that?
From your base. Like, whatever language we have is a base, but not a prison, you know. A prison is the one where you cannot get contact with others.
Yes.
You know? But a language, as a base, you can contact other languages, other cultures, through translation.
But if I'm a young writer in Kenya, I will say to you, Professor Gugi, my language is very obscure. Why should I write in that as opposed to French? Or
you're articulating actually a position which is very widely articulated even now. But I say, if you're African intellectuals...
If you're an African intellectual.
Yes. You know, to do for our languages what all other intellectuals have done for their languages, you know. Through translation, Kikuyu language can talk with English or with Japanese,
mm-hmm,
or with Swedish,
mm-hmm,
you know. But the situation as I found it when I made that decision was like this, that for African peoples, they are expected to give up their languages altogether and operate in another language altogether. Knowledge is not inherent in English language or any other language for that matter. You know, languages are vehicles for knowledge.
Languages are vehicles for knowledge
and other things, imagination and other things, you know. And any language can be a vehicle for small or big ideas. Take Icelandic, for instance, you know, as a language, you know. You know, it's a small language, Icelandic. But the richness of the Icelandic saga, you know.
The saga, yes.
The saga, the Icelandic literature saga especially, you know.
Yes.
It's so rich, so overwhelmingly rich, you know, that I would never like to imagine the death of Icelandic language. It's not good for humankind when languages die.
Thank you, Professor Gugi, for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Professor Gugi Wathiongo, talking with us at the University of California, Irvine. This past August, he returned to Kenya after 22 years exile to see his country and give some talks. In a Nairobi apartment, he and his wife, Mary Najeri, were attacked, beaten. She was raped. He resumed his lecture tour in Kenya. The crowds were large and welcoming, and Gugi told me the solidarity he felt with his fellow Kenyans was overwhelming. For Day to Day, this is Noah Adams.